And just like that, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday it was like, or last episode, there was probably, there was some type of little banter at the beginning of the episode. We're not going to do that today. We're going to go right to the first story.
All right.
So that people don't, yeah, so that people don't know what to expect from us.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes they think, oh, maybe it's going to be some banter. Sometimes they think, no, it's going to be the headline straight up.
You want to throw them off.
That's right. All right. They don't know what to expect. You know what it's like? It's, yeah. You know I've been coaching baseball, right? There's, you got this. I'm about to do the banter. I'm going to do it quick, all right? Listen. You got a fastball, you get a changeup, all right? I know you know a lot about baseball, so I don't need to explain it to you. But sometimes you got to throw the changeup.
Okay.
And that's an off-speed, right? So the person has timed themselves up for the fastball, and then all of a sudden this other thing comes in. It looks like it's going to be a fastball, but instead, it's coming with far less velocity, and you look stupid because you swung out in front of it.
Wow. Okay.
All right, you got to keep them guessing.
Can't make that mistake.
Here's a closer look at Apple's canceled AirPower wireless charger. A working AirPower prototype has emerged. Yeah. Ooh, what a slick little find. Obviously, Apple probably does not want this thing on eBay or wherever the heck it happened to be posted. They like to keep that stuff close, even those prototypes. Every so often, you'll see like an iPhone prototype pop up from a previous generation, which was some sort of a developer version or model with early software on it. You see that stuff happen, Will?
Yeah.
Now, this product, what's cool about it is it never materialized into a final form. It was one of the rare rumored Apple products that got canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, right now, as far as wireless chargers go, I mean, refresh my memory here. You have the MagSafe little puck, and you have that folding floppy thing as well. But you never got a real AirPower yet.
No. Where it's like a charging mat?
For all three. But you, of
that
course...
That looks nice.
You have some third-party stuff, which aims to do something similar. But either way, now you have a relic. Now you have a little museum item over here. And it also has gotten torn down by Giulio Zampetti, a 28-year-old from Italy. He says he's been able to purchase a prototype AirPower unit from Chinese e-waste sources. The unit lacks all of its exterior housing and shows this beautiful and heavy stainless steel chassis, says Zampetti. It does look very Apple-ish.
Yeah, and it goes to show that they came close to it. I mean, this is obviously not the final design, but it's figured out,
yeah, so
in the sense that it's, you know, a physical object.
My understanding is everything, all signs were go. All
it's green buttons everywhere.
All sails were, like on a sailboat, what would you say if a sail was up? All sails.
Flying?
They were flying all sails!
I don't know if that's what they say, but it sounds
elevated.
Right.
All sails were, because you put the sail down and you put the sail up. But what do you do with a sail, man? What do you do with a sail? Mast. Schooners have two or more masts with fore and aft sails. There's a name for it, man. When you put, I'm sure there's a going to be a boat sailing.
Connoisseur?
A captain.
Sommelier?
There's a captain out there.
Oh, okay. All sails are working. There we go.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. All systems go. How about that?
Sure. We'll go with that.
If you don't like the sails on the sailboat.
Yeah.
But my understanding was that it was to do with heat, that they just weren't happy with the thermals. They had 22 coils in there, and they just envision this thing catching flames on the nightstand on a bedside table, and they're like, that ain't Apple, that ain't us. And so that had something to do with it getting killed. It doesn't work with production devices because the coils are woken up by the device. He says he's been able to charge two prototype devices simultaneously so far. He received the unit in December. December? He's only telling us about it now? What's going on, Julio? An engineering prototype not meant for plug and play. Connected my serial lightning cable to it. I could see some chars characters on the log. Here we go. We got a little video. Nice. Oh, wow. You get an animation with the phone.
Yeah, they got really far with it.
Cool. What does this all mean? Will they eventually do it? Is it the missing piece in the enormous Apple puzzle? Tune in next week to find out. I apologize. You bought me an extra coffee today, so.
Yeah.
Even though it was a small one, it was just a little extra boost from the normal amount.
Because it's black? Maybe.
Yeah, I think there is something to that.
Sure.
Little rocket fuel, courtesy of Tim. And I'm talking about the real Tim, not Cook Horton.
Yeah, I hear you.
Everybody around here knows that's the number one Tim around here.
Yeah.
Call me up or send an email. Tim Horton, send an email to Will. Look at this ad right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring today's episode. You know about HelloFresh. I talked about them in the past. This is how you get those nice, healthy meals into your kitchen. And like a half an hour later, you put it together yourself and you get to see the ingredients, the fresh ingredients, comes right to your door, cuts out the stress, cuts out the hassle, and huge variety to choose from. There's truly something for everyone. You just pick and choose whatever you want to show up and the amount of it that you want, depending how many people you're feeding. You can pick based on how long it takes to make or just whatever recipe happens to look good to you. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup. So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. HelloFresh's calorie smart options make it easier to enjoy tasty, lower calorie meals this summer without scouring the grocery store for ingredients and the web for recipes. I personally enjoy HelloFresh meals and they totally come in handy in a pinch. You want something healthy, but you want it fast as well. That's where HelloFresh comes in. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater14 and use code LouLater14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. That's the best part, 14 free meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater14. Use the code LouLater14 for those 14 free meals. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Click the link in the description. Don't forget the code LouLater14. It's 14 free meals.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook is in the news, though.
Yeah. He comes eighth place in the ranking of top paid CEOs. But then I looked at Bloomberg, and it kind of has like a nice little breakdown.
Well, that's lovely.
So look at all these CEOs here.
Compensation breakdown. So it's interesting how they are compensated, because obviously Elon Musk is all the way up there, $6 billion, but it's all completely in option awards.
Yes.
And I guess Bezos is not a CEO anymore, but if you were to look at Jeff's numbers, it would all be stock related as well. On the other hand, we get down to Tim Cook and you see his compensation. Oh, he's all stock awards as well. A tiny sliver of perks. Who just gets a salary? Look, nobody on there.
So yeah, we can break it down a little bit more.
Oh, wow.
And
I like how they have a button for scale without Elon Musk. Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, he's too much.
That thing is too big. Get rid of that guy. We can't even figure this out. You have Mike Psychosis.
Yeah, that's a tough last name there.
Mike Psychosis. This is a CEO, by the way, who made $568 million, and I'm laughing, but it's...
Yeah.
I'm sure that they find some other way to say that name so it doesn't get confused with...
Sure.
I guess it could be Pycos. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Mike Pycos. Anyway, so yeah, 568. We have someone from... he's from Oak Street Health. Couple health guys up here. Good RX Holdings. Open Door Technologies, Palantir Technologies, another Oak Street Health, And then we get down to Tim Cook at number 8. And I'm sure some people are sitting here thinking that Apple's catching a deal. Yeah. Because they got no problem making money, courtesy of Tim Cook's involvement, I guess. But it seems crazy to say that $265 million is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That seems crazy to say. But I don't know. I guess if he's staring across the table at Elon Musk with the $6.5 billion,
yeah,
that could be a problem.
That sounds pretty sweet.
That could be a problem, but so much of that is tied up with the stock. Anyway, congrats, Tim.
Mm-hmm. You did it, buddy.
Yeah, you could buy Tim Hortons if you wanted, and then you could just cancel it so you can have no Tim competition. Who's the next
Tim? The Ultra Tim?
Yeah, who's the next Tim competition, would you say, like as far as big Tims are concerned? Top Tims. Yeah. Well, you're looking at sports history. Those are the big Tims in sports history. But famous, you need famous Tims. Yeah, that's right. Tim Burton. Yeah.
Okay.
Filmmaker, we know him. Tim McGraw, the country singer. We got a couple TikTok stars on there. There's, of course, Tim Allen, Tim Tebow, and, but yeah, Tim Hortons is, that's a famous Tim right there. And Tim Cook. Don't forget Tim Cook. I'm surprised Tim Cook didn't come up in the list, actually.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyways.
Xiaomi dethroned Samsung to become the world's largest smartphone brand. Many suspected something like this could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung's manufacturing constraints have allowed Xiaomi to overtake the Korean brand for the very first time ever. That's a cool-looking phone. That's that monster camera module phone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember the name of it right now, but Xiaomi has sub-brands and just so many different SKUs on the market.
Many budgets, many varieties
at all the different ranges,
constantly making phones, new variants.
They got is a new phone every
2 weeks
when you're Xiaomi. This is still impressive. Samsung has been at the top of that list every single quarter for seems like a long time. Latest data from Counterpoint Research sees Xiaomi pulling ahead of Samsung for the first time. Xiaomi witnessed a monthly sales hike of 26% in June 2021. I have to assume that Xiaomi could have gobbled up some of the leftovers from the Huawei debacle that's going on with components and tariffs and sanctions and all this stuff. And Xiaomi's like, yeah, we'll fill that gap right there.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Samsung is likely to retake the lead in the coming months following the launch of the Galaxy Z Fold 3, my most anticipated phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phone that I am most excited for right now, period, probably for the next while.
That you'll probably use?
Yeah, no, not probably. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
That's not a probably.
All right.
No problem. Not probably, yes.
Okay.
Xiaomi is having tremendous 2021, overtook Apple to become the second largest smartphone brand in the world and surpassed Samsung in Europe to take the lead in the region in Q2. Oh, in Europe. Okay. According to the latest monthly projections by Counterpoint Research, Xiaomi has dethroned Samsung to become the largest smartphone brand in the world. And look at their rise. You see that little orange line down there?
Mm-hmm.
You know I love an infograph here and there.
It's going up.
Everybody likes
it's on the rise.
That's like you talking about Ethereum. You go, hey, Lou, did you see Ethereum? It goes up.
It's going up.
Goes up, Lou. You should take a look, bud. And I say, okay, let me take a look. I see a line that's going up.
Yeah, I have a chart with a big arrow.
Yeah, just a line going up.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody complains about that. Everybody wants to see the line going up. Well, anyway, you can see Apple. I mean, all these brands, they go up and down with the launch of products. But you can see in Xiaomi's case, it's much more gradual.
Yes.
And this could have something to do with hedging less on any one specific device launch, but instead doing this with a tremendous variety of product options and sub brands, as I mentioned previously. But it's neck and neck. It's tight between those three. Like, look at that. 17.1%, 15.7%, and 14.3%. And everybody always wants me to clarify when we're looking at these figures. This has to do with global monthly smartphone sales sell-through volumes. We're talking about number of units, not necessarily the price of each unit, not necessarily the profit that's generated, but just units getting sent out into the world. Counterpoint is always bringing the good stuff when they're doing their research. That's why they're called Counterpoint Research.
Yes.
Xiaomi Mi Mix 4 display design teased, promises truly full screen experience. I think that's not supposed to be like that in the headline, right? Where they have the I capitalized after the X? Like in the word Xiaomi there?
Oh, yeah, it's a misspelling.
Well, it's just just got to go in there and put the lowercase on the I.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I was misspelling Xiaomi in my head.
Smelling? You were misspelling?
Misspelling.
You misspelled.
Yeah,
it.
This I looks very strange with... the uppercase.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that now that they see this on the show, they're going to go in there and they'll just
fix it immediately.
That out real quick. It's not a big deal. Back in October, Xiaomi announced the Mi Mix 3 smartphone. The company did not release its successor in 2019-2020. Recently, the company confirmed that it will be announcing the Mi Mix 4 on August 10th. I've goofed around with the Mix devices. They always have that aggressive screen-to-body ratio.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they've been playing with... you know, a couple ads here that show like a waterfall display.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're really touting like an all screen display.
Are they touting?
Oh, yeah.
They're out there touting.
Yeah.
Wow. 2021. Did they say anything else specific about the date just beyond 2021?
August 10th.
Oh, August 10th.
Yeah. So some more news with it. It might come with, actually, it will come since it's a teaser, under display camera. Which is kind of cool.
We tested it out. I'm skeptical a little bit. It's cool. I don't really care because I don't really be taking those front-facing images. So I can live. I'm fine with it. But my experience so far testing it is it's not completely invisible. It's probably less... Well, it is definitely less obvious than a hole punch. But... the camera was a little bit funky in performance.
Right.
Front facing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the screen pixel photo of Xiaomi Mix 4, currently the best UDC display solution. So this is from Ice Universe, otherwise known as @UniverseIce on Twitter. And he's got some cool close-ups of the display tech there.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. Because the other stuff I looked at with the under display camera has been kind of concept-y. Like, I don't know if it was stuff that was commercially available or not. Oh, maybe the Axon 20 might have been.
Yeah, it was available.
Yeah, the Axon 20. I take that back. This is the model that I played with.
Mm-hmm. And I think Oppo's working
on it. And I got to be honest, because I know that people out there in the world that are looking at this content and seeing the way that it looks on camera... The notch killer, the under display thing, when they see the video or the photos that you're showing right now, it makes it look very aggravating. The way you look at it, it looks like these like blurry pixels.
Mm-hmm.
We worked in the video to make it show up that way. At most angles, you don't even notice it.
Right.
We had to find the right way on camera to be able to even show it to you. So it's kind of exaggerated in the content that's out there. So for people saying, oh, that's annoying, it's like something I want to rub off my screen or something, the vast majority of the time you're not seeing it appear like that.
Yes,
it's more subtle.
And also the technology is just gonna get better. If people want it, they're gonna put some compromises or just make it better in some form. It's just time. So
I love the idea of just all screen anyway. Like,
yeah.
That's a cool science fiction kind of progression promise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have some official wallpapers for the new Pixel 6 and 6 Pro. This is another type of leak, I guess, where it's like the product's not out yet, but we're going to keep getting you hyped for it by not just telling you we're launching the thing and giving you certain specs, but now we're going to give you the wallpapers as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a sense for the whole aesthetic of the thing is they're sticking with the food theme and the sweet theme here. Because, you know, with the Android flavors of the past, you have here Thirst Quencher, which looks like, I'm gonna go ahead and say that that's a glass of lemonade.
Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and say that. And then you have Watermelon Falls, which watermelon's probably my favorite fruit flavor. Far as like taking a bite out of a fruit, maybe I shouldn't say fruit flavor in general, because like, I guess there's a lot to that.
What do you mean?
Well, you start thinking about fruit, how many things are fruit flavored that aren't the actual fruit.
Oh, okay.
Like fruit drinks and...
Uh-huh. But what's your fruit, though?
No, if I'm going to take a bite of a fruit, I'm going to take a bite of a watermelon.
Okay.
I've done this recently.
Do you add any accoutrements?
I'll tell you something that's been happening in my house in the fridge. There's been the watermelon cut into the cubes. And you would just reach and you would just take a cube of watermelon.
Okay.
You would just eat that.
Seedless.
Isn't everything seedless? Now, I don't know. Maybe you bump into a seed here and there.
Uh-huh.
But the key factor here is the refreshment. You might not even need to reach for some water when you got the watermelon nearby.
Yeah.
Just like a cube of refreshment.
Yeah.
But I like all fruits, man. I really don't want to do this, what you're forcing me to do right now. Because I don't want to leave. And it's going to depend on the time of year as well. Like, obviously, there's no watermelon in the winter. No one's goofing with watermelon. It's very specific with watermelon, too. The difference, it's a wide gap between a good watermelon and bad watermelon in the sense, like, a bad watermelon, I don't even want to go near it. Apples are consistent. You're always getting a good apple.
Yeah.
If with a watermelon, you have one watermelon is over here and you have one that's down here. This one, I'm skipping. This one.
Well, there's levels to everything.
No, but I'm saying there's... The gap, the peaks and valleys on watermelon is far more significant than, say, apples or bananas.
Right.
Or even pears, for that matter.
You're
getting consistent textures and flavors over there.
Do you add salt?
You talking about salted watermelon? And then you're casually nodding like that? Like, this is a thing that everybody's doing?
Yeah, people do that.
Well, maybe people do it.
Or let me one-up you. There's a mustard.
Okay, can we not do that?
All right.
People put mustard on watermelon?
Yeah, it's a thing now. It's a trend now.
You putting your foot down or what?
Yeah.
So did you do it?
I tried it, yeah.
You just squirt some watermelon or some mustard on the watermelon?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I didn't like it.
Okay, good.
But it's, apparently a lot of people do.
Yeah, maybe it's an acquired thing. I you know what? I'm not trying to put down anything.
Okay. Well, give it a try.
It's a weird thing with the flavors. Like anyway, other wallpapers include fruits. That's the simplest one. And then cherry cone. And one thing you notice about them, they all have worked in the camera hole punch thing.
Yeah.
They found a way to work it in, which people love that. That gets people real just fired up.
There's more.
We got more. These are wow.
Like
the
creator type? Or?
I really like a match point with the foot in the foreground and then the racket with the weird aspect. This is some nice artwork. This is some cool artwork.
Yeah, with the integration of the camera.
And I guess people could start using these right now if they had a phone. I mean, you don't even necessarily need a phone with the hole punch on it.
This one's cool.
Cloud surfing. Yeah. Very cool. Is that your favorite one?
It might be.
I kind of like...
Maybe this one?
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of like deep sea. Yeah.
Nice tones.
All right, well.
Very friendly.
Get me pumped up for this Pixel stuff.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Did you happen to see this Starbase tour? From this guy.
Is that Everyday Astronaut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know his channel. I've seen him interview or at least talk to Elon Musk in the past. He's, I mean, as the name implies, big SpaceX guy.
Yeah.
Look at his t-shirt. He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, I have not seen this tour. This seems like it's going to be cool.
A little bit. And if you ever want to be a fly on the wall at Starbase, this is the video to watch because he literally just goes in to Starbase with Elon and asks him the most technical questions that he can, that he knows of. And Elon just answers. He just goes off. And it's a really long, in-depth, technical video with him just at Starbase. And it's a pretty interesting video. That's pretty much it. And no, it's part one.
Hey, man. Second part. Hey, you don't have to convince me. You saw, yeah. The reason I went quiet is because I'm imagining this tour. I mean, you're getting yourself a tour.
Yeah.
Which, remember the one guy went in there unauthorized?
Uh-huh.
And then got arrested or whatever? No, this is the way to do it right here. You got the tour guide.
Yeah, he has Elon for, I guess, in this video, an hour. And just talks shop with him. About how the rocket is made.
These things are massive.
The design, the challenges that he's faced, what scale his philosophies are.
Once you see a person up there on the lift, you see the human next to the human for scale.
Uh-huh.
Starbase factory tour with Elon Musk. Wow. Okay, yeah, this should have more views. What is it? Is it 971,000?
Yeah, it was uploaded yesterday.
Yeah, this should have more. Yeah, people should go watch this for sure. That's very interesting. It's cool.
And the part two is... He said it's going to be more interesting, so look forward to it.
All right. Nice recommendation. Well, good find. Netflix announces SpaceX documentary on civilian mission into orbit. So following up on that last one, the privately chartered flight will be commanded, funded, and led by 38-year-old billionaire Jared Isaacman and aim to support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
This September, we're all... going to space. So they're going to make a Netflix documentary about it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The group will board a SpaceX capsule next month and spend 3 days orbiting. 3 days?
Yeah.
Orbiting the Earth, becoming Netflix's first documentary to cover an event in near real time. The privately chartered flight will be commanded, funded, and led by 38-year-old billionaire, Jared Isaacman. What is that photo of there? Writing my name on the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that will take me and my... So the people that are... This says Dr. Proctor. So it's going to be doctors from St. Jude's Hospital?
I don't think it says in this article. Former...
Geoscientist and former NASA candidate. Okay, never mind. Oh. Yeah, there you go. Christopher Zimbrowski, a U.S. Air Force veteran, and Haley Arsenault, a doctor's assistant at St. Jude and a childhood cancer survivor. So it's kind of like a group of people selected. I don't know how they were selected to be the ones, but they're civilians. They're not astronauts.
Mm-hmm. And they're led by a crew of astronauts.
This is cool. Up there for 3 days is no joke. That's not like that's not the stuff that Bezos and... Branson are doing.
Yeah, they're staying up there.
The group will apparently reach a higher altitude than the International Space Station as they orbit the planet in the SpaceX Dragon capsule dubbed Inspiration 4. The quick turnaround documentary will be made in 5 parts with the first 2 premiering on the 6th of September. That's soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual launch is scheduled for 15 September. Wow. Okay. Man, the space thing.
It's coming on up.
Gets realer and realer.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
American Airlines will let you watch 30 minutes of TikTok in the air for free. Yeah. Just what you needed to relax on your flight.
Perfect.
So they're giving you a little bit of Wi-Fi. Then they hit you with the paywall and they're like, hey, you need to keep watching those TikToks right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they enable it on your phone.
Okay.
It's pretty much like Wi-Fi, but specific to TikTok for 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then you're done. It's over.
Holy cow.
Such a strange ad.
Passengers will be able to use the app for up to 30 minutes for free, which gives them time to watch at least 10 of the new longer TikToks. So this is a real collaboration.
Which is like 3 minutes.
Partnership. Wait a sec. There's 3-minute TikToks now?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, so TikTok was like, oh, hey, YouTube, you want to do shorts? Fine. We're doing 3-minute videos like you do. Do you think that's hard to do? We can do that.
And they also have stories now.
If you don't have the app already installed, the airline says you'll be able to download it for free while in the air. The move to make TikTok available to travelers comes as airlines are trying to get attention back on flying.
Mm-hmm.
According to the airline's press release, the promotion is a trial.
Yes.
And customer response will determine how long the trial will last. So I guess you just, there you go. They have Wi-Fi systems in the plane from Viasat. I wonder how fast it'll be. That's really the key thing here. I'm curious from airline to airline if any can really improve the Wi-Fi experience because I haven't flown.
Have you tried it? Wi-Fi?
Of course. Yeah. But
so it's slow?
I haven't flown in a while. Yeah, it's always slow.
You can't watch 4K content?
I did effectively one time stream a UFC event.
Oh, okay.
In the air on the Wi-Fi. But the only way I could get it to work was by, I don't even want to say, actually, now that I think about it.
Hacked it?
I mean, I didn't hack it, but I had to do.
You bypassed the router?
There was some kind of a bandwidth restriction per device that I was able to sort out.
So everyone got slow Wi-Fi and you just took all the Wi-Fi.
I feel like there was more Wi-Fi to go around.
We'll see about that.
Man, it's hard when you're up there, man.
Yeah.
Okay, why can't we figure that out? It's 2021.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Are we ready for that yet?
No.
Better Wi-Fi in the sky? Someone's doing it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, you let me know it down in the comments if you flew on an airplane recently. And if the Wi-Fi is better than it used to be. I'm curious. Let me know.